Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. Being a teenager, it can be tough. It can be a tough part of life to navigate, especially for young women. Tammy Darcy is the founder of the Shona Project, an organisation for teenage girls, which emphasises the importance of celebrating our differences and encourages girls to be kind to each other and, well, especially themselves. She has written an empowering book. It's called You've Got This, and it's designed to help teenage girls find their place in the world. And she joins me now. Tammy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks so much for talking to us today. But before we talk about the book, can you tell us about the Shona Project, which was named after your sister? What exactly is it and how did that come about?
Yeah, so my teenage years were awful, as I think a lot of us would look back at it that way. But I have a sister, her name is Shona, and there's a year between us. And you can imagine what that relationship was like, having a sister so close in age. You know, you're killing each other, mm-hmm. but hanging out and telling each other secrets, shared a bedroom. She was the first face I saw every morning and the last face I saw every evening. And when we were in second year and third year, she was diagnosed with an acquired brain injury, which ever since then she's lived in full-time nursing care. Haven't seen her in a year, unfortunately, due to COVID, but she seems to be doing well at the moment. But for me during that time was very difficult because I didn't understand why I was struggling so much with that. It was just one minute she was there and then the next minute she was gone. And there was nobody kind of checked in with me or acknowledged that this is a really, really traumatic experience for you. And maybe, you know, you might need to talk to somebody about it, or maybe you might need to reach out to other people who have experienced something similar. And I really struggled with that. And at the same time, we were going through this awful family drama at home with our parents separating, and I was being bullied in school to the extent that I was climbing over the back wall every evening to get to the bus without being caught. And you know, there just wasn't any real support or acknowledgement of the fact that as young women we struggle with this sort of stuff. And there's the big issues, of course, like grief or loss or you know, family issues, but there's also, you know, we stress about spots and we stress about if that boy loves us as much as we think we love them. And you know, like, these are all big issues for us, and there's so many young girls that are really stressed out a lot of the time. And that is why the Shona Project came about 5 years ago.
5 years ago. So what does it do exactly? Is it a platform people can go to and access? What does it do?
Well, there's two places where girls are influenced, right? In school and online. And up until COVID hit, we would have travelled the length and breadth of Ireland talking to girls in schools. We've met over 13,000 young women and spoken to them and heard their stories and experiences. And then we also have a really busy online community through our socials, but we also have a website where we share information, advice, and loads of young women have written their own stories, which they've shared with us as well. And for me, there's nothing more powerful than sharing your story with others. I think it's one of the most empowering things that you can do, especially when you've been through a negative situation and take back control of the narrative for yourself. I think it's a great thing to be able to give young women that platform to do that. And then COVID hit, and we would have had huge events up until that, and in March just gone, we had an online festival where we brought together 100 amazing women to talk about loads of different topics like mental health and mindset and career and sports and social issues. And we had over 1 million video loads in that 1 week, which just goes to show how young women are willing to engage with these conversations and are welcoming it.
Like, it's really needed, isn't it? I mean, even without grief and all these traumatic experiences, as you said, that these young girls go through, the fact that they're teenage girls, you know, is enough, isn't it? To warrant having this kind of help out there. There are four sections to the book. Can you just go through some of them first and give us a flavour of what they are about? You have your heart, your mind, your body, your world. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So the most important section for me is the one about your mind. And it's not just about taking care of your mental health, but, you know, I just believe so much in the power of having a positive mindset, because you can't change what life throws at you, but you can change your outlook on it and you can change how you react to that. And I think that's the thing that gives young people their power back and gives them some level of, well, I can control the outcome here for myself if I just approach this differently, or if I learn from it, or if I bounce back, or, you know, if I ask for help, or any of those things. I think that's really important. But I also love the section on your heart, because we're just at that age trying to figure out what love looks like, you know, for us, not just for, you know, romantic love, but our friends, our family, all these really important pivotal relationships. And when I was going through a hard time, I completely shut myself off and lost trust in so many people, and was just like, I don't need anyone, I'm tough, you know. And over the last few years, that's completely changed for me. And I've seen the power of, like, approaching people in a loving way and being vulnerable with people and asking for help. And I think when you approach people in that way, it gives them permission or authority to do the same thing back, you know. Well, they'll show you some love back, and it's really changed my mindset about the importance of, you know, love, not just who you're kissing, but who
not romantic love.
With.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very, very important stuff. You know, God, I wish this handbook was around when I was a teen. I love the way you have teen ambassadors, you know, writing about their own personal experiences, like social anxiety and coming out and getting political. Can you tell us about some of them?
Oh, our ambassadors are great. So it was really important to me at the start that the Shona Project, while I was starting it, and it was a tribute to Shona, that every girl who looked at it or engaged with it would feel herself represented. And I'd never had to come out, and I've never had an eating disorder, and I've never, you know, started my business at 14, or, you know, had a lot of these experiences. So I thought the best way for us to represent girls is to open it up to form an ambassador group, and we have nearly 50 now. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and these girls are just believe in what we're doing, have come through a lot of them in different ways, and again, it's given them a platform to share their stories with us. So when I'm talking to anybody about eating disorder, say, for example, I have this amazing ambassador who has come through an eating disorder and then went on to study psychology, so that she could create impact in the same area. And I just ask her, you know, what her experience was like, and she informs me and I learn from her. So these girls are amazing, all of them, and they all contribute by being honest and sharing and supporting in any way that they can. Oh, they're fab. They're all amazing.
Do you think that teenage girls are having an even tougher time now due to the pandemic?
I want to be really clear and say I think all young people are. Like, there definitely needs to be a Shona Project for boys. Like, I feel this is where I can help, because I can identify with a lot of these experiences. So I do want to say that I think they're all young people are going through a hard time, whether they're from sixth class about to go into first year when they've hardly been in school for a year and they're going into big school, or whether it's transition year that are missing all those transition year experiences, or those that are sitting there leaving cert or about to start college. Or who are feeling isolated. I don't think we're really prepared for the repercussions, the mental health repercussions of the last year on young people. And I see so many of them stressed because there's so much uncertainty there, and they're not making those connections that they would have, and therefore they're leaning on their phones a lot more than they would have to create those connections. And being on their phones a lot has its own effects on their mental health and their well-being. So I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I'd love to see as many people as possible do what they can to be there for young people at the moment, and to listen to what they have to say, and to take their concerns and their worries seriously. And I think mentoring is a really important thing. That's what I try and do with the ambassadors, is like, if they want to do something themselves, well, how can I support you? Bounce an idea off me, or even just listening. You know, so many young girls don't have anyone to listen to them. So, yeah,
I mean, it starts at home, doesn't it, really? I mean, parents, you know, with their family, and that's where they should be able to go to get good, solid information or whatever for questions or queries, or, you know, how they're feeling or any anxieties they have. But also schools have a huge part to play in this, don't you think?
Absolutely. Like, I do think it starts at home. And unfortunately, a lot of the girls that I've met through my work don't have positive female role models at home. for whatever reason and are trying to find it somewhere else. And there's some amazing teachers out there. You know, I've been to nearly 200 schools, and there's some really fantastic teachers who are so invested in the well-being of young people. And I've coached soccer, young girls in soccer for years, and I think sport is a huge part of being part of a community, or the arts, or writing, or you know, any form of expression. I think should be really encouraged, because you're not just there to do the thing. Like say, for example, soccer, you're not just there to kick the ball. You're there to, you know, get rid of stress and connect with other people and learn life skills,
And
and you're
teamwork.
sparring, working together, and respect, and all of those things, all of those other things that sometimes are forgotten. And half of girls give up sport at the age of 13, so that's something that really bothers me as well. But there's so many ways that you can reach role models, and so many ways that women who care about the younger generation can engage and give some of their time to help those that are coming up behind them, even if it's just give somebody an opportunity to do some work experience with you. But I don't think that young women can have enough role models. So let's just pile it on as much as we can.
Pile it on. So this book, I mean, what age would you say it's for? I mean, would you go is it 13, 14, or is it a little older? Who's it targeted at, really?
It's pitched at the teenage at secondary school age, but
Okay.
there's a huge diversity there. So I would say to parents, you know, if you have a younger teenager, just have a look yourself and make sure you're happy, because we talk about consent, and we talk about sex, and we talk about relationships, and we talk about all of that kind of stuff, because let's be honest, they're starting to think about it at that age, whether we want them to or not. So it's really up to, with the younger teenagers, maybe if
Yeah.
parents want to have a look at it, but definitely secondary school age, and definitely 14 to 18 and above. I've had loads of women who love it, grown women.
And if there was one message a reader of your book could take away with them, what would you like that to be?
I definitely think it has to be kindness. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if every school in Ireland felt like a positive place, and if every girl, no matter what she was going through at home, felt that she could go into school and be supported by her classmates and be herself and be encouraged to be herself? Like, imagine the difference that would make. It's such a simple thing, but that's what I'd like to do. And I'd love to see girls being kinder to themselves and not
Oh,
putting
yeah.
themselves under pressure to be perfect,
Yeah.
because
It's such an important message, and it's one of the biggest problems, I suppose is happening, and we've all been through it. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today. It is a great book, and continued success with the Shona Project. And just to let you guys know, if you'd like to get your hands on a copy for yourself or for your niece or for your sister or your daughter, it's called You've Got This by Tammy Darcy, is published by Gill Books and is available now. Tammy, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck, and I'll talk to you soon.
thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Thanks, Tammy. Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.